This is an excerpt from On the Road by Jack Kerouac. In this clip, Kerouac reads aloud from Jazz of the Beat Generation, a section of the novel that first appeared in the literary journal New World Writing in 1955. This recording is of an unknown origin, and it was discovered in the Kerouac archive on a dusty set of 1950s acetates, simply labeled Charlie Parker. This is an excerpt from Penguin's On the Road iPad app.
"Oh, man," said Dean to me as we stood in front of a bar on North Clark Street in a hot summer night. "Dig these old Chinamen that cut by Chicago. What a weird town. And what women in that window up there, just looking down, you know, and just standing there in the window. Just big wide eyes waiting. Sal, we gotta go and never stop going till we get there." I said, "Where are we going, Dean?" He says, "Obvious question, say Charlie Chan, but we gotta go." Then here come a gang of young bop musicians carrying their instruments out of cars. They piled right into the saloon, and we followed them. They set themselves up and started blowing. There we were. The leader was a slender, drooping, curly-haired, pursy-mouthed tenor man, thin of shoulder, 21, lean, loose, blowing modern and soft, cool in a sports shirt without undershirt, self-indulgent, sneering. Dean and I were like car thieves and juvenile heroes on a mad, with our t-shirts and beards and torn pants, unshaven faces. But the bop, the combo, how that cool leader picked up his horn and frowned in it and blew cool and complex and was dainty, stamping his foot to catch ideas and ducked to miss others, saying, "Wail," very quietly, when the other boys took solos. He was the leader, the encourager, the schoolmaker, the tesh maker, the Bix, the Louis, in the great formal school of new underground subterranean American music that would someday be studied all over the universities of Europe and the world. Then there was Prez, a husky, handsome blonde like a freckled boxer, like Jackie Cooper, meticulously molded in a sharkskin plaid suit with the long drape and the collar falling back and the tie undone for exact sharpness and casualness, sweating and hitching up his horn and writhing into it in a tone just like Prez Lester Young himself, blowing round and Lester-like as they all leaned and jammed together, the heroes of the hip generation. Dean said, "You see, man, Prez has the technical anxieties of a money-making musician. He's the only one who's expensively dressed, obvious big band employee. See him grow worried when he blows a clinker, but the leader, that cool cat there, tells him not to worry and just blow truth." And they roll into a tune. Idaho, and the Negro alto high school broad gash mouth yard bird tall kid blows over their heads in a thing of his own, moveless on the horn, fingering, erect, an idealist who reads Homer and Bird, cool, contemplative, grave, raises his horn and blows into it quietly and thoughtfully, and elicits bird-like phrases and architectural Miles Davis logics, the children of the great bop innovators. Because once there was Louis Armstrong blowing his beautiful top in the muds in New Orleans. Before him, the mad tuba players and trombone kings who paraded on official days or funeral days and broke up their marches and their Sousa marches into ragtime on Bourbon, Dauphine, South Rampart, and Perdido Street, too. After which came swing and Roy Eldridge, vigorous and virile, blasting the horn for everything it had in waves of power, a natural, tuneful reason. I want a little girl. And I got rhythm, 1,000 choruses of wonderful. Leaning to it with glittering eyes, Roy, and a lovely smile, and sending out broadcast to rock the jazz world. Then had come Charlie Parker, a kid in his mother's woodshed in Kansas City. The dirty snow in late March, smoke from stovepipes, wood hats, pitiful brown mouths breathing vapor, faint noise of music from down the way, Charlie Parker blowing his tied-together alto among the logs, practicing on rainy days in the log shed, coming out to watch the old swinging Basie and Benny Moten band that had Hutlips Page and the rest, lost names in swinging Casey, nostalgia of alcohol, human mouths chewing and talking in smoky, noisy jazz rooms. Yeah, 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 yeah. Last Sunday afternoon in the long red sunset, the lost girl, the spilt wine, Charlie Parker leaving home in unhappiness and coming to the Apple,